Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, game day returns on TalkSport. And at 5:30, we have live and exclusive commentary of Tottenham against Manchester United. Come on, United. A game some people, not me, some people, definitely not me, but some people, just to reiterate, not me, are calling El Sakiko. Disgusting. Both Nuno Espirito Santo and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer are desperate for a win, and we can hear from the both of them now. They've been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the match, starting with Ole.
I've been through some very bad moments here as a player, and when I've been a coach and a manager as well, I've had to deal with setbacks. There's probably been two or three crises at least since I became the manager here, and one thing I can say is that I'll always give it a good shot and fight back.
I don't know where they go, what direction they take, but the United supporters will not take this every single week. Manchester United 0, Liverpool 5.
Of course, you have to hold their hands up, and that performance is not acceptable. Minds have to be better, but of course we've had to look at different things as well, and of course you have to be upfront and honest. The communication has to be direct.
We started the competition really well. After the first international break, we go back. We had a big step back in terms of team, what we want to be as a team. We've been able to recover, and this is normal. When you have so good results, the expectations go very high, but you cannot forget that we're still on the process of finding the right team for us, the right way. And as absurd as it seems, we keep chasing what we said in the beginning, having a team that make our fans proud. We keep chasing it every day, and this is what we do.
Now, sticking with Manchester United, Darren Bent was alongside me on, of course, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show yesterday, and we spoke about Cristiano Ronaldo and asked if he's really improved the team. A lot of people will be, certainly a lot of United fans will be, discussing who they think will be in the starting 11. One of the big questions will be Ronaldo. Does he start? Now, he does for me, but he doesn't for you. Is that right?
No, I'd go Cavani. Tell
me why you wouldn't play with Ronaldo.
Just because I think you look at the way that the balance of the team against Liverpool is all off, and that starts from defending from the front in terms of trying to get in around Jordan Henderson, maybe trying to keep Liverpool maybe penned in. I think at times with Ronaldo up there, listen, he is the greatest goal scorer we've ever seen, but out of possession, at times he's a passenger. He's not really doing a lot. So then when you're allowing, you're effectively playing really with 10 men when you're defending.
But now, the return you get from him, he's played, what, 3 games in the Champions League, scored 3 goals.
Yeah,
I think he's something like, I've got it written down, where is it, 3-6 in the league. So he's got 6-9 in all competitions for Man United. And is that not good enough?
And you sit 7th in the table.
Part of the problem why United are 7th in the table, the other end, the defence.
But I've got no doubts whatsoever in terms of Ronaldo scoring his goals. Like, he will always score. What did he get last season? 34, 35, top goal scorer. But Juventus, a team that had won that division 10 years in a row, finished 4th.
Yes, but if you look, the reason I said about the defence, I'm looking at the league table, right? United have conceded 15 goals. You have to go down to Watford in 14th, who've conceded more. And the only other team that have conceded more in the top 17, so forget the bottom three for a moment, are Leeds.
Yeah, but
not Ronaldo's fault, is it?
You can't put the whole emphasis just on the back four by saying it's Maguire.
No, but you're putting it on Ronaldo.
No, but I'm putting it in, he's the first line of defence. And if your first line of defence have got to offer something.
What about the last line of defence? I'm a massive fan of Luke Shaw, huge fan of Harry Maguire, but they had an absolute stinker against Liverpool.
They did.
Is that Ronaldo's fault?
No, but what I'm saying is he didn't make it difficult enough.
Now, it's been reported that Czech billionaire Daniel Křetínský is close to buying a 27% stake in West Ham United and could be interested in a full takeover bid in the future. Yesterday, Jim White, Simon Jordan and Martin Keown spoke about the news on TalkSport, and Moni Simon argued West Ham need more investment if they really want to push on in the Premier League.
Currently, West Ham are doing fabulously, and it's great, and long may it continue for them as a London football club. In order to maintain that position, they're going to have to go... If we set the bar this high, and then the expectation wants it to stay at that level, you know and I know there are a bunch of football clubs that spend £200 million every season. Arsenal spent £140 million last year. They're eighth in the league, or wherever they are. Teams are going to spend significant amounts of money, whether it's Liverpool, whether it's Chelsea. For West Ham to continue punching at this incredible rate that they're punching at, there will need to be... the economic support behind it to keep it going.
Yeah.
And that means that somewhere along the line, someone's going to have to pony that money up.
Now, Leicester hosts Arsenal at 12:30 today on TalkSport, and we have live and exclusive commentary of it, don't you know? Ooh! Yeah, we do. Jamie Vardy has scored 11 Premier League goals against Arsenal in his career, and only Wayne Rooney with 12 goals has scored more against the Gunners with... oh, yeah, 12 goals. I've already told you. Leicester manager Brendan Rodgers says Vardy is an incredible player.
Yeah, remarkable player, elite mindset in terms of preparing himself every day. He knows the stage of the career he's at. And just seeing that humility that he has and wanting to keep running and keep working. And of course, we have to manage that. That's what we've tried to do, put him in the best position when he gets to the Premier League, that he's in a position to score and play with how he plays. And when he's at that energy and when he's fighting and running and working, there's not too many better. So now, until this point in his life, he's had a remarkable career. When you think of when he turned professional, he's still a really, really important catalyst for this club. A great reference for a lot of the players and the younger players in particular. And he's still, you know, lots of hunger in there, which is what you'd want.
Now, early in the week, Barcelona sacked Ronald Koeman and former Barca midfielder Xavi, no one really knows, looks like the favourite to take over. Man City manager Pep Guardiola, or Guardiola, no one really knows, managed Xavi, or Javi, no one really knows, at Barcelona between 2008 and 2012, and says he'd be a good fit for the job.
Like Ronald Koeman knows, and Sergi knows, and Xavi knows, and I know. The success you have, it depends on the quality and the commitment and everything for the players. So the people still don't understand and forget that we are the responsible and everything. Our influence in the game is much, much meaner than the people believe. So it's the quality of the players. So I said many times, the success I had in Barcelona is for the quality of the players I had. This is the only reason. And about Xavi, so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure sooner or later it's going to happen. If just in case it happened, he would be the new manager. Listen, I don't have any doubts that he's ready to do the job. So he knows the house, the environment that is so important in this role, and he knows the game. He has passion, and I'm pretty sure he has more experience right now than I had, for example, when I took over the club or the team from Barcelona.
Now, Liverpool host Brighton later on today. That game will be live and exclusive on TalkSport at 3 p.m. We'll hear from Jurgen Klopp and Graham Potter shortly, but first, here's Liverpool left-back Andy Robertson, who's been speaking about the incredible Mohamed Salah.
I think the way he's playing the start of this season, he's been, he's been incredible. You can just see him walking on the pitch and he feels as if any chance he gets, he's going to score. You know, the thing that goes underrated with Mo is his work rate and the way he helps out Trent and the way he helps out his defence behind him and everything like that. And that's when he gets his best. That's when he creates the chances and gets the goals, when he's at that, you know, when he's mentally so strong. And he's an incredible player, you know, and I think at this moment he's the world's best and he'll want to continue that. He'll want to do it for a whole season. He won't want to do it for 9-10 games, which he's done so far. He'll want to do it for a whole season like he's done previously. And hopefully can do it, because if he does, then it gives us the best chance of scoring goals and it gives us the best chance of of winning trophies.
You have to be as good as you can at the moment. And yes, we have to improve. And yes, there is space for improvement. We know that. I know how it sounds, but the world is a bit like this. You win 5-0 against United and everything is perfect. But it was not. It was not. So United had clear-cut chances, which we gave them. So, and we shouldn't rely on luck or Ali or stuff like this in these moments. So we could have done better. And all the that's how we spoke in halftime, being 4-0 up. And then it was because it's necessary. I told the boys, it's now in this moment really important that you believe me. We have to play better. Otherwise, we open up the game for them. Because they score one, they score two, whatever. So things that can happen. I'm not worried about that. It's just I saw in the first half, we gave too much away. And that's the things we have to improve. And not only for that game, but in that game, we have to improve it in general.
Well, they're just in a really good moment, aren't they? You know, they've won away in Europe, really impressive against Watford. They're in a fantastic vein of form. They have been for, I mean, you know, it's a top team. It really is. You're looking at the recent Premier League champions, the recent European champions. What Jurgen and the guys have done there is incredible. If you want to try and get a result at Anfield, you have to be perfect yourself. You have to be together. You have to be resilient. You have to be playing with such a high level. And then you hope that they have a bit of an off day as well, because whilst we're at the same league, we're not the same level as them.
Now, the Autumn Nations Series rugby internationals are all live and exclusive across the TalkSport network. England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland and France welcome the best teams in the world, including World Cup winners South Africa, the All Blacks of New Zealand and a resurgent Australian side. It all kicks off today at 2 p.m. on TalkSport 2 as Scotland host Tonga at Murrayfield, and then the big one as Wales take on New Zealand in front of a packed house in Cardiff. The TalkSport network is your home for autumn rugby.
Welcome along, everybody. Here we go then. Now to Elliot Daly over the 22. Lovely angle from Elliot Daly, and he will glide over and put the ball down.
We've got 5 campaigns to the World Cup, and this is the most important one because it's the next one.
Here's a chance, it'll kick through. This should be a try. Yes, it is. So Ireland are up and running. Gives it to Lewis Rees-Summitt, and Lewis Rees-Summitt will score.
For Wales, this is probably the toughest autumn campaign we've had in recent history.
A drop goal, Scotland lead.
The South Africans come from right to left. Looking for Mapimpi! Mapimpi will score! And South Africa score the game's first try.
Try, New Zealand!
The Aussies have gone over and they score!
And we've finished today's podcast or show, whatever you want to call it, with some cartoon chat on yesterday's Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. Darren Bent and I were discussing our top 5 favourite cartoons. We were doing it, of course, because it doesn't matter why we're doing it. We're just doing it. We had a bit of fun. My number one pick was Morph, and Benty wasn't having any of it. Why isn't Morph on the radio? That would work so much. I go for Morph.
What is Morph?
Morph, you must have known. He was on Tony Hart in 1977. It was a little.
I'm sorry, I was nowhere near existence then.
It was like stop animation. It was like plasticine. And he was also on Smart. I'm being told. I don't know what Smart is. Children's TV art show.
You would sit and watch this.
Yeah, so it was a little plasticine figure. He had a mate called Chaz that he always had a row with, and they lived in. I'm not doing it justice, but they lived in a little.
You're not doing
box.
It any justice.
It was brilliant.
That's your number one. So if you had to sit down and watch any cartoon for the rest of your life...
I've watched this loads of times.
That would
kids.
Be it. From now.
Right, it's that Brian Madonna, isn't it?
You've let yourself down with that one.
No, I haven't. Yeah. People in the crash.
Family Guy should have been one for you.
No, but I put it down for sentimental reasons. Morph. Everyone loves Morph.
They don't.
Who's your number one?
He-Man. Adam. Adam.
Adam.
Adam.
Adam and Morph are our number ones. There you
Prince
go.
Prince of Eternia. They're done. What is going on here? What is going on here?
The That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. A quick reminder before I go that game day returns. Of course it does on TalkSport today. We'll have live and exclusive commentary of Leicester against Arsenal, that one at 12:30. Liverpool take on Brighton, that one at 3:00. And Spurs, the big one, against Manchester United, that one at 5:30 this evening. The TalkSport app will have live commentary of Fulham against West Brom, that one's at 12:30. I'm back on my Monday night sports bar alongside the fun boy from 10 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.